This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Go through as many of your calls as we can, and then Paul Watson's coming up with huge news on the First Amendment. We knew it was coming. Wait till you hear this next segment. Really important information. I told you their main enemy. Wait. We called it. Not hard. He told us what they were going after, but it's happening. Give Alex Jones all the attention as a diversion. I mean, we're an important enemy to the globalists, but then move on to everybody. That's coming up next segment. Okay, let's go through these right now. Who's been holding the longest next year? That would be Kenan and then Wendy. Kenan in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Put me on. Hey, I want to point out that sometimes the obvious is not obvious, and I think that if people step back and think about what I'm about to say, that it'll make perfect sense. You know, say Albert Pike had come up with the New World Order of 225 years ago, so all this stuff had been pre-written and pre-planned out. And what dawned on me the other day is that big tech was created by the deep state. They've always been 10 steps ahead of us on the invention of the computer and the Internet. The Internet was created by the U.S. government, and they knew that there were going to need programs where people would just put their information out there for free, where they could track people.
Which sets the precedent that you have no privacy, yes.
Well, they created these face men, I call it. Zuckerberg, you know, it's just not coincidental that he's related to Soros, they say. I think that Dorsey and the guy who created YouTube, I think they're all fictional people that are put out there in front of the public to make the public believe that these people created.
Oh, you're totally right. DARPA did all this, but now it's been hijacked and given to China, and that's why the U.S. government must take back control of it. Or is Trump really going along with this, and is he sandbagging us?
Well, and they use the fact that these companies are private companies. That's an excuse for them to not regulate these companies.
That way they're not under FOIA. Exactly.
That's right. So whenever people know the gig is up, then we've all been fooled into thinking that all of these websites were created.
Oh, that hoax, it's private, so we can spy on you and let Oliver Darcy in your phone and ban you making phone calls. We can spy on you because we're private. No, it's all illegal. It's all a load of crap.
Right. Good deal. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I want to say a couple things about the products. I've tried them all. One recommendation is I'd add some more paste to the toothpaste. Maybe put some baking powder in there because I think it liquefies a little before you're done brushing your teeth. And the thing is, I think your best product by far is the Knockout. And I think if you were able to get this product on the counters of every convenience store, in the country, that not only would this drive people to the website by, you know, finding the Infowars.com, you know, on the back, but that product is so powerful. I think that that product alone would fund the operation. It's just amazing.
No, I agree with you. We really should all do that. If somebody's a distributor to gas stations around the country, give us a call. We'll do it. God bless you. Yeah, I told the developers of the colloidal silver iodine fortified and fluoride-free toothpaste, I said, I don't want any fillers. Because they're like, well, half of toothpaste is fillers, silicate and all these other things. So people get used to sand in their toothpaste. And we don't put but a little bit of that in there. So you're actually getting nothing but what's actually in toothpaste. So, but it is very concentrated, very strong, doesn't take very much of it. But I've actually, via request, just last week said to my dad, who's a retired oral surgeon and dentist, I said, let's put out a standard toothpaste with no fluoride but iodine and colloidal silver that's the classic paste, you know, thick, people like that. I'm getting requests for that. And but technically, I guess we won't call, you know, I guess calcium or silicate or sand a filler. I just, you know, we don't sell you a tube of sand. Like the average toothpaste is, you know, a half of it sand. So I hear you. It's a great point. Okay, here's the deal. We got 20 phone lines. They got to like 20 calls. And I want to get to Wendy. I want to get to Sean. I went to Patrick, Ken, and Chris. But Paul Watts is taking over. So if you guys, we'll have open phones in tomorrow. They call, head of the line. Thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. Paul Watson is coming up on the other side. I'm going to introduce him and read some of the new articles that are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I challenged Paul 9 months ago. We were getting banned. I said, you need to start your own stuff. You need to not So he's totally loyal. He didn't lead to his own thing because he wanted to. I thought that was good. He did too. He still does work for us. He still works in for us. He's doing his own thing at summit.news. We're very excited about that. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the last few hours, we learned a lot.
In
the last few minutes, we learned even more. I'm going to let Paul Watson take over right now from summit.news. He also does work for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So the mothership's got big gaping blast holes in it. It's important for folks to go out and procreate in the information war. Huge. Facebook hired former Hillary press director and former media of Alex Jones' ban. That's BigLeaguePolitics.com. Tom Papert, very important. Paul Watson's latest article on InfoWars.com. You want to share it from NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or Summit.news, because those don't get censored by the filters as much. Alex Jones is a verboten word, according to Lord Zuckerberg and others. They all coordinate. InfoWars is verboten, so promote NewsWars.com, Summit.news, PrisonPlanet.com. Still gets all the same info out. And then word of mouth, InfoWars is the battle cry. First Amendment. Instagram to fact-check memes. And Paul, I know you got a lot of stuff to cover, but I want you to hit this first. Instagram to fact-check and remove memes. So remember, they've got AI already at Facebook that owns Instagram in live time. As soon as you say, I like Alex Jones, God bless Alex Jones, it's banned, just like they said they do, or an InfoWars link, then they threaten to ban you, and they ban the link. But people say Jones, Alex, or Info-Wars, you know, verboten, they can still get it through. So they have 20,000 fact-checkers hired by Obama and Hillary from the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is mainline news. I'm not joking. In your computer, in your profile, watching. It's totally criminal. But why not? You put up with Alexa in your house listening to you. I mean, it's all over the news. They just do what they want. They rule you. And you put up with it, so they're doing it. But AI can't understand memes. Well, you can't fact-check a meme. It's a joke. In fact, let's play the penguin thing again and let Paul take over. A meme is a joke. I'm in the office in a meeting yesterday with some of the writers and crew, and I said, the globalists just want power to rape us. They just want to dominate us for no reason. They're mentally ill. They don't want to build a civilization. And Kit Daniels said, like lion seals rape penguins. And I said, is that a joke? He said, no, look it up. I said, God, we ought to put Zuckerberg's head on that and have it me. And, well, the rest is right there. Obviously, Zuckerberg's not a seal. He's obviously not physically raping me. I'm not a king penguin. It's a joke. Remember Trump said 3 months ago, the first time he had football players at the White House, he said, because there was a government shutdown, he said, I have bought mile highs of hamburgers and cheeseburgers. Washington Post said there was only 1,000 hamburgers or whatever, so it only went up a few hundred feet. It wasn't a mile high. It was hyperbole. Again, obviously, they can fact check a meme and then say it's wrong. This is them trying to put their Snopes garbage onto jokes. But even when something's 100% real and confirmed, Snopes says it isn't happening. So we're going to play this piece and let Paul take over here as we go to break in a few minutes. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, our new product is in. Twice as strong, same high quality methylcobalamin, highest quality you can get. Ultra 12, twice as strong for the same price, 50% off right now. One of our top products, InfoWarsLife.com. Go read the five-star reviews of Secret 12. Ultra 12 is the same thing, just twice as strong. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Thumb it in Soros and Hillary's face. Spread the links. But let's go to this satire piece. Satire piece. Zuckerberg's not a 3,000-pound seal. I'm not a king penguin. This is an allegory. Here it is.
And this shocking footage is even more painful when you see the albatrosses of CNN and other MSM outlets cheering on the rape. In fact, it's been found that these systems actually direct the monstrous seal, Zuckerberg, against the free speech enemies and anyone that tries to not submit. But most sad of all is other penguins in the independent media simply looking up into the sky and ignoring the vicious rape of their own freedoms and birthright taking place right in front of them.
This is pure gold, and the full video is on InfoWars.com. But again, just like the EU is trying to pass laws and has passed laws to restrict memes, to restrict humor, to restrict Alex Jones, you can't say his name. Paul, is there no end to this? This is beyond 1984, 1,000 levels.
It really is like bunker siege mentality at the moment, Alex. The point about that is you can have a Stephen Colbert or a Bill Maher that can have his serious news commentary and that's treated seriously, and then the rest of the time he can joke and that's treated as satire. If you put out a joke or a meme or a piece of satire, they treat that as serious. And then when you have your serious separate opinion on the side of that, they treat that as a joke. Anyone on the right can't joke. They make these accusations all day long about how the right is terrible at comedy. And when anyone on the right attempts to do comedy, they take that as serious. Like, the media matters will probably be publishing an article within the hour saying that you seriously claimed that you got raped by Mark Zuckerberg after he transmogrified into a sea lion. Because we can't have jokes, we can't have our memes. And that's the point of this article, which is up on Infowars.com and Summit.news. Which is Instagram has now announced that it's going to fact-check memes. And by that, they mean they're going to classify something as erroneous, misleading, and they're going to prevent it from appearing in people's feeds, people who are randomly...
Instagram has banned this meme. Zuckerberg is not a 3,000-pound seal raping a penguin. Zuckerberg did not rape a penguin.
Yeah. No, they do it in Snopes. There was the Babylon Bee came out, which is a satire website. It says in its description, this is a satire website. And Snopes takes one of their articles and fact checks it and says, this is fake news. Yeah, it's from a satire website. You're going to start fact checking theonion.com. This is the level. And they've hired 52 global fact checking partners to censor false photos and memes on the platform. And, of course, when you look into it, and this was in the Poynter Institute, which recently, just a few days ago, had to shut down its own database highlighting unreliable news sites because that database was unreliable. So they claim that they've got all the credibility and they're going to be the judge, jury, and executioner of your credibility. Listen, I had NewsGuard a couple of days ago saying, oh, we want to ask you a list of questions about how credible your news site is, talking about summit.news. Then they install the extension on the browser, and they're trying to get Windows to do it on the purchase of every new
They
PC.
Want you to bow to them like they're the judge and jury. They're the master. Oh, neocons that told us there were WDs in Iraq that run NewsGuard that's going to be on our browser controlling us. Yes, master, let me grovel to you and prove I'm good. Oh.
Like, who would want another annoying browser extension anyway that told them what they needed to think about certain websites and certain news sources? Let people make their own damn mind up, for God's sake.
So this is all going to backfire, Paul. Tell us what else is coming up when you take over in the next segment.
Well, Vice Media was basically going bankrupt. In fact, they've had to amalgamate a bunch of their different sectors under one umbrella because they were going bankrupt, like BuzzFeed and CNN. So now it turns out that Vice Media has raised $250 million in debt from investors, including George Soros. Isn't that interesting? We don't get fat checks from George Soros to rescue us, do we, Alex, when we have monetary problems But Vice Media, despite the fact that it's a completely failing brand, yet again gets another safety net from George Soros, who you can't even name now. You can't even name George Soros. It means you're anti-Semitic. To even acknowledge that George Soros contributes money and finances political movements across the world, that's anti-Semitic. You can't say it. So we've got all these rumors. This is, of course, after BuzzFeed had to lay off a bunch of people. Now rumors that CNN is about to lay off 300 people. Brian Stelter's out denying it, but the indications are not very good to CNN, especially given the fact that they've lost 26% of their audience in the last year alone. Isn't that a coincidence, given that they're now on the front lines of deplatforming, censoring, and banning their competition? So we've got all these digital media outlets basically going bust. But as they collapse, they're trying to drag everyone else down with them by getting them banned on social media. So we've got that. Of course, we've got the big news about Instagram. We've got CNN headline asks, how black will the royal baby be? An absolute bizarre question. They're saying that people who take this as a sign that race relations are improving are wrong. It's not a good sign. We need to be constantly at each other's throats, constantly with that divisive rhetoric. We'll get into that and more on the next side of the Alex Jones Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live, and one of the solutions to all this flagrant social media censorship right now, well, for the moment at least, is an app called Telegram. Now, I signed up for this app last night, so in less than 24 hours of signing up for this app, I've got over 6,000 followers. The link, and we're going to get a link up for Alex as well as soon as possible. I think there's already an InfoWars group on there, but the link for me on Telegram is t.me/PJW News, t.me/PJW News. So you can go there, you can download the desktop application, and you can download the app on your phone. And it's basically like what Twitter was in 2014, 2015. Fun. You can say whatever you like without fear of getting banned. And the reason for that is that it's owned by two Russians. And what a pathetic commentary that is on the state of free speech in the West, that the fact that one of the last remaining social media platforms available where you can have actual free speech is owned and run by Russians. Interesting that, isn't it? Similar to the VK website, which I don't even use anymore, but it's like the Russian Facebook. Never got banned on that. I'm thinking of downloading Weibo, which is literally the communist Chinese social media app. Probably be alright as long as you don't criticize the communist Chinese government. So a bunch of people who've been completely banned by every other social media network, joined Telegram within the past few days, and their follower rates are absolutely skyrocketing for the limited time they've been on there. And guess what the Daily Beast did in response? They wrote an article demanding that Telegram ban these people. Headline, Laura Loomer and Milo Yiannopoulos find life after Facebook on Telegram. Will Sommer, who is basically the king of deplatforming. After Facebook cracked down on right-wing extremists last week, many of the far-right's loudest voices found themselves gravitating towards what appears to be their next digital home, an encrypted messaging app previously known as a haven for terrorist recruiters. So if you've used Telegram, you must be a terrorist recruiter, right? In the first paragraph, they smear the users of this app, who have been silenced on everything else, in the same breath as terrorist recruiters. These are the dirty smear merchants. This is what they do. Telegram is a platform that allows users to offer short, public-facing posts akin to a Twitter profile page. God forbid. Its universe of users is much smaller, however. Well, doesn't look to be that small, given the amount of followers they've got in 3 days. And its user setup makes it harder for one to grow a following. Really? Well, I've grown 6,200 followers overnight, so it's not too bad. But for the purposes of those banished from the established platforms, figures like anti-Muslim activist Laura Loomer, right-wing provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos, the platform's channels, have had to do the trick. So Laura Loomer's on there. Very interesting feed that Laura Loomer's got today, if you want to talk about how social media silencing completely ruins people's lives, then that seems to be what's happened in the case of Laura Loomer, unfortunately. Everybody should hold her in their best wishes. So Telegram is really popping off. It's like Twitter was 4 or 5 years ago. It's actually fun. And you can put your content on there without fear of being banned. Nobody's been banned yet, as far as I know, that's been prominent. So that is a good way to go in terms of at least maintaining some kind of voice online. Now, of course, Alex was talking about this story before the break. It's up on summit.news. Instagram to fact-check and remove memes. Instagram has announced that it will begin fact-checking and removing memes, because you're a child and you can't handle memes. They may be offensive, you've got an infantilized mind, you've been told to be triggered by literally everything and break down in crying fits at the sight of something you disagree with, so it needs to be controlled. The social media giant, which is owned by Facebook, will use its 52 global fact-checking partners to censor false photos and memes on its platform. No doubt blurring out Alex Jones's face in his family photographs, because during the 2 minutes of hate against Goldstein, unlike in 1984, where they could actually see Goldstein, you can't see Alex Jones, because he's worse than Goldstein. Instagram is taking those fact checks and applying them to the same false photos and memes on its platform, according to the report. A meme isn't a statement of fact. In what universe do you need to fact check a meme, you authoritarian bastards? This is the level of control that they want. They're not content. They just keep going. Memes deemed factually incorrect will no longer appear under tabs where they can be discovered by random users. And that's the entire point. So you're always preaching to the choir. Even if you've got a platform remaining on Instagram, only the people who choose to follow you can see what you post. You'll never appear in under the other tabs. So new users, random users, will never see your content. The Poynter Institute, which partners with Facebook, and this is where the article came out about this, recently had to shut down its own database highlighting unreliable news sites after discovering inconsistencies between sources used to build the database in its final report. So the database which they built to target and highlight unreliable news sites was unreliable. So you can trust them. So again, the Poynter Institute is like NewsGuard. It's like all these other fact-checking websites like Snopes, which is literally a far-left blog run by a cat lady and somebody who was accused of embezzling a bunch of money. But they're trustworthy. They're credible. You can trust them. Literally a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. But they're neutral. They're neutral. Facebook will partner with them. They're going to be running this. And people may ask, why the need to fact-check memes? Well, it's not a mystery at all, because as I've proven and written about in the past, studies have repeatedly shown that the political right is far better at spreading memes. Of course, one of the reasons for that is that memes are generally a little bit offensive, a little bit cheeky, a little bit mischievous, and the political right is quite prepared to do that, not the left, because they're permanently walking on eggshells. Because, you know, anything humorous, anything satirical that isn't Orange Man bad might transgress some politically correct thought crime. So that's why the left sucks. That's why the left can't meme. And they've done studies on this. A study undertaken by researchers at University College London found that the most effective memes largely originated in two places. The subreddit, the Donald, which of course was a major online presence, a major influence in rallying Trump's base and getting him elected, and 4chan's politically incorrect poll forum. So the best, the most effective memes, usually, as this last study showed, come out of those two places. Of course, those are typically right-wing content forums. A Vice write-up study acknowledges that the most effectively spread memes originated on the Donald and poll. So, of course, if you can't create the memes, if you can't spread the memes, let's just ban memes. Of course, that's the new go-to solution. And in fact, there was another article, which was, I think it was during the State of the Union speech, headline, BuzzFeed lobbies Twitter to ban memes that make fun of black-faced Democrats. That was obviously during the time when the Virginia Governor Ralph Northam scandal was emerging. And we had the meme of the women, the Democratic Congresswomen, wearing the white clothes and Klan hoods. BuzzFeed wanted to ban.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for auto ship. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Before we get into some more news, I want to tell you about some of the great specials available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Because unlike Vice Media, which just received a $250 million check from, amongst other people, George Soros, you don't get $250 million checks from anyone, which is why we need to sell products. Even though the media laughs at us and says, oh my God, how dare you sell products? How embarrassing is that? Even though most of them have got massive five-star reviews, everyone loves them. And we've got several great specials on offer again today. Of course, now that we've been completely deplatformed off of absolutely everything, we need your support more than ever. We have the InfoWars Life protein bars available right now. You can get a whole box for just $36. Protein-packed power on the go. The InfoWars Life protein bars are perfect as meal alternatives, pre- or post-workout snacks, or fuel for when you need it. neither, unlike some protein bars, which are obviously wafer thin and flimsy, these are big chunky bars covered in chocolate. You can get the peanut butter one, and you can get the vanilla coconut and chocolate protein bar available right now. Whole box of them for $36. That's a saving of $12, 25% on the usual price. You can also get TurboForce right now for a massive 33% saving. With a long list of powerful time-tested ingredients, TurboForce will soon be your number one go-to source for quick, accessible energy. 130 independent certified reviews. 97% of respondents would recommend this to a friend. Ton of five-star reviews. And be careful, because it is powerful. I mean, you could only take half a sachet of this, so even if you got a box of it, which is $39.95, again, a saving of $20, which is 33%, even if you got a box of it, you could probably extend the life. Probably shouldn't even be telling you that, because we make less money. But this is so powerful that just to start off with, you should probably take it steady. This will wake you up like nothing else and give you energy without that junky come down. And you've also got at InfoWarsStore.com, the Daily Support Combo Pack, that is Brain Force Plus, available right now, $29.95. You get the knockout free with that, a massive 57% saving. Knockout is, of course, the sleep support. Perhaps you should take the knockout after you've taken the Turbo Force because you may need it. But also the Brain Force, of course, for cognitive functioning, clarity, really helps you concentrate when you're doing any kind of mental work. It is available right now in the form of the Daily Support Combo Pack. That's Brain Force with the free bottle of Knockout for just $29.95, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us there today. Now, of course, the new reality of things is that allowing a billionaire oligarch monopolist to decide who has free speech and what opinions you can have is progressive. And the opinions that were expressed by this state representative, who literally went around on camera harassing old women and teenage girls, that's an acceptable opinion to have and to broadcast on Facebook. Headline, Facebook takes no action against state rep who threatened to dox teenage pro-lifers on video. You can threaten to dox children. You can threaten to assassinate the president, and the person who gets reported those threats gets banned from Facebook. You can support Hamas, you can support all kinds of terrorist groups, you can support Antifa, domestic terrorist groups. That's just fine. Facebook has taken no action against abortion activist and state rep Brian Sims after he brazenly tried to dox a group of teenage girls on video. The clip is in the article. He basically walks up to them. They're holding a small protest outside a Planned Parenthood clinic in southern Pennsylvania. And he says, on video, here's the deal, I've got $100 for anybody who will identify any of these three. He then uses white people as a slur. This is one of his favorite tactics. Despite the fact that one of the girls, the children that he's harassing and doxing, or threatening to dox, isn't even white. So this guy, who's white, continually uses the term white people as a slur, like it's automatically a pejorative, proving he's a racist. And then he, not only on camera, but in the Facebook post itself, as if there was any confusion about this, in the Facebook post itself, which has been up for over 3 weeks on Facebook, he says, so let's make the most of it. I'll donate $100 to Planned Parenthood if anyone who knows who these awful people are, who'll join me in that 100. So he's on tape harassing teenage girls who are staging what looks like a peaceful protest outside a Planned Parenthood clinic. They leave when he turns up. Not only is he harassing them, he's harassing another young man. He's offering on camera with his, I think he's got like 200,000 followers on Facebook, $100 for their identities to be revealed. That's doxing, but no, that's fine because he's an abortion activist. He's on the left. Different rules apply. Despite the post being reported numerous times after it received attention on Twitter yesterday, neither Twitter nor Facebook has taken any action against Sims, while myself and others were banned by Facebook for nebulous hate. Sims is allowed to deliberately break Facebook's terms of service with zero consequences. He also posted another video in which he harasses an old lady, which could also be argued violates Facebook policies on bullying and harassment. But there's no political bias, honest. So the way they're going to get around this is by claiming that because he's an elected official, different rules apply to him. That he can get away with certain things because that behavior needs to be seen by the voting public. That's not the case, though, is it, when Carl Benjamin and when Tommy Robinson tried to sign up for accounts on Twitter to become elected representatives, their accounts were immediately banned. So this rule about what elected representatives or people running for office can get away with seems to differ based on the political persuasion of who's doing it. Isn't that interesting? Once again, another giant double standard. Now, Stephen Crowder tweeted about this earlier. Dem Brian Sims claims to be a feminist while advocating for Sharia law, harassing young girls and offering money to dox them. That's liberal, that's progressive. Ensuring born male athletes can take athletic titles from biological women, which he also did in another post. How long will we pretend that Democrats care about women at all? So this guy is up harassing young teenage girls, harassing old ladies, threatening to dox them. His post, his video has been on Twitter, on Facebook, for over 3 weeks, absolutely nothing happens. Meanwhile, Twitter bans Jewish Trump supporter over AOC parody account. You can't make fun of Democrats. And it was interesting, actually, in relation to this. Somebody posted a tweet from, I think it's a verified liberal, let's put it that way. Whether it's a journalist, I haven't looked into it. But she's called Molly Jong Fast. So when this Jewish Trump supporter, who, by the way, I met at CPAC, absolutely fun-loving, hilarious guy, nice guy to the nth degree, when he got banned for this AOC parody account, she said this. This is Molly Jong Fast on Twitter. This AOC parody account was incredibly mean and often retweeted as fact. Now, conservatives are absolutely furious that it's been taken down. Imagine if there was a parody account making fun of a young conservative congressman with the same zeal. They'd be apoplectic. But then he flashes back to a tweet from March last year where this same verified liberal on Twitter says, Devin Nunes suing his own parody accounts is a pretty excellent self-own. Oh, so again we see the double standard. Parody accounts targeting conservatives, Republicans, that's just fine. Parody accounts targeting liberal, leftist, Democrat darlings like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that's verboten. And now not only did Twitter ban the parody account, even though it said parody in the bio twice, conform to all their rules, they banned the creator, Michael J. Morrison, just as a kind of another way to lash out. And he's been banned. He had 50,000 followers, I think 60,000 followers. He's gone. The parody account had 85,000 followers. That's gone, even though parody accounts are completely allowed. He said it was a parody account. Doesn't matter. Bye-bye. You're gone.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back live for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show in this fourth hour. Now, remember, amidst all this deplatforming, there are some platforms left that actually believe in free speech. One of them is Telegram. And you can go and sign up. You can download the desktop version and the app. And it's basically a free speech platform. It's actually fun because, you know, you're not going to get banned for expressing an opinion or posting, God forbid, a meme. And Milo's on there. A bunch of people are on there. I'm on there at t.me/PJW News. t.me/PJW News. Rob Dew's got his own channel, which is just start, which is t.me/Dew's News with a Z at the end. t.me/Dew's News with a Z at the end. It's a lot of fun. I basically got like nearly 7,000 followers in less than 24 hours. So that is a platform which you can actually use with some element of confidence. I've also got a Subscribestar if you want to support me. Obviously, this deplatforming has led to a backlash. It will lead to a further backlash. And you can support me in that at Subscribestar. You just Google Subscribestar, Paul Joseph Watson, that will come up. You can support me there. Very interesting feedback from the lawyers who said, and I quote, that it was, let me find the exact quote here, The decision for Facebook to ban me was, quote, fairly extraordinary. So looks like we might have an interesting avenue to pursue there with the best media lawyers in London. That's going to be interesting to find out exactly what information they had on me, isn't it? So please support me by going to Subscribestar, Paul Joseph Watson, and you can join the Telegram groups, t.me/doosnews and t.me/pjwnews. There you see the Subscribestar up on screen. Now, CNN seems to be in trouble once again. This is up at summit.news. Rumors swirl about huge layoffs at CNN. Brian Stelter denies after the network lost 26% of its audience in the past year. There are now rumors swirling that huge layoffs are about to hit CNN. FTV Live reports, quote, CNN will cut as many as 300 employees, many being older employees with years at the network. So they allege that 200 people will be given a pink slip and 100 more will be offered a buyout, according to this report. It's being described as a brain drain because it will mainly impact veteran reporters and employees. However, CNN's Brian Stelter denied the story, tweeting there's a rumor making the rounds today about big impending layoffs at CNN. Surely that's impossible, given that they've lost a quarter of their audience in a year. The CNN spokeswoman is knocking it down on the record. No layoffs. There were voluntary buyouts throughout the organization, and about 100 people opted for it. Then Eric Erickson responded with this. Voluntary layoffs typically happen prior to a company doing layoffs. AT&T, which now owns CNN, is notorious for doing this. If enough volunteers walk the plank, no one else is forced to. So he's saying that they tried to get as many people to walk the plank as possible. If that number is not high enough, then the layoffs will follow. And as we report, of course, their viewership is down 26% in a year. The network's flagship primetime show, Cuomo Primetime, drew a total of just 917,000 views in April, which is its worst performance ever. And it's just a coincidence that Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy, who, funnily enough, used to send tweets bashing CNN back in 2014-2015, then he failed as a conservative commentator, joined CNN and devoted his career to deplatforming, dragging down everyone else. Interesting that they're now denying this. We shall see. Meanwhile, Vice commences master brand strategy, folding standalone Waypoint and Broadly brands. So, of course, we had massive layoffs from BuzzFeed a couple of months ago, and then Vice had to follow suit. Well, now Vice has started consolidating and rebranding its media verticals under Vice, folding the standalone Tonic, Noisy, Waypoint, and Broadly brands. In fact, I think Broadly had a YouTube channel, and it was so pathetic it could barely get, like, 1,000 views per video at one point. The digital media company aims to boost site traffic and cross-pollinate readers across these once distinct and separate sections. In 2018, Vice Media missed its revenue goals and then months later cut staff by 10%, which was around 250 people. But don't worry, because guess who's riding to the rescue? It's he who shall not be named. Otherwise, you're an anti-Semite. Yes, it's George Soros. This similar kind of situation to Facebook. You can only talk about, it's the flip side of the Alex Jones equation. You can only talk about George Soros if you're being polite and complimentary towards George Soros. Anything negative, because of course there'd be nothing negative about a billionaire philanthropist who funds political movements worldwide. There'd be nothing negative about that right now. It all has to be positive. Don't criticize George Soros or you hate Jewish people. Vice Media raises $250 million. God only knows how or why, given that it's a failing brand. Nobody's interested in it. But again, it's one of the pillars of the left-wing digital media establishment, so they have to rescue it. It's too big to fail. Now Vice Media, the Canadian digital venture, formed out of Vice Magazine, of course by Gavin McInnes, who is now completely deplatformed off everything, has raised $250 million in debt from investors, including George Soros. The financier's company is one of a number of investors in the round that has been led by 23 Capital. So they've got a bunch of other investors, which include Shane Smith, obviously the co-founder, the Walt Disney Company, A&E Networks, and TPG Capital. So the corporate behemoths are rushing with the safety net in which to catch Vice as it crumbles and collapses. So with a $250 million injection, for the foreseeable future at least, they'll be just fine. We might not be fine. That's why you need to get the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we also have an article up on The Federalist. This is a long article. I'm not going to go through it all, but I really recommend you read it because it's a great breakdown of what's happened over the past week with the deplatforming. Kicking people off online platforms is about control, not free speech. And this is a long article, but they go through it and they make the point. Those critiqued here who may dismiss the critique as whataboutism, basically he's saying, no one need defend any of the people recently deplatformed by Facebook and Twitter to understand that the debate is really about an establishment desperate to regain the gatekeeping power they believed they lost as a result of satellite technology and the internet. And of course, as a consequence of which led to Donald Trump's election in 2016. That is a key article to understand exactly why they're doing the deplatforming and why they're doing it now. Meanwhile, in Europe, where you can increasingly not talk about any of these issues, otherwise you faced arrest and imprisonment beyond even social media deplatforming. This is out of Breitbart. Television crew attacked while filming report on emerging migrant no-go zone. This is in Belgian capital of Brussels, which we were chased out of a few years ago after the Paris massacre. A television crew working for Belgian broadcaster RTL was attacked by migrants at the Gare du Nord station in Brussels while they were filming an investigation on the refusal of bus drivers in the city to stop at the rapidly deteriorating location, which is something that we've seen before in two instances. One, the attacks on news reporters we saw in Malmo, Sweden, the vicious attack on the Australian news crew in a migrant hub. And, of course, the issue of not only buses, but postal services, delivery companies refusing to deliver in these heavily migrant areas because of the rampant crime and the threat of theft. Some of the postal companies in Sweden have point-blank refused to even go to those areas. You can't even say that in Sweden. That's a hate crime, basically. And now the television crew in Brussels were attacked on Sunday morning while the crew were trying to interview a bus driver and filming a bus belonging to the Deligian company following a refusal of drivers to serve the major capital city transport interchange with their vehicles. So they were violently shoved. Again, same situation he had in Sweden is going on in Belgium. Meanwhile, Austrians say they're feeling like foreigners inside of their own country. Hundreds of working-class Austrians with real roots to the nation's culture and customs have expressed to one of the most popular newspapers their opinions on mass migration, with many saying they feel like outsiders in their own country. We also have this report, again, out of Voice of Europe. Angela Merkel defends disastrous migrant policy, saying it was never a mistake to let in the millions of migrants. Well, it was a mistake for your political career, which was completely sunk as a result of that dreadful decision. Now Merkel said her migrant policy being Germany's response to the exceptional situation generated by civil war in Syria and rampant ISIS terror threat in the Middle East. Now Germany's violent crime rate has skyrocketed, and most of that is down to the migrants who came in since 2015. Not my opinion, German government statistics. Coming up next is War Room breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.